Parashat Yitro. This is what I am going to read. Shavuot in the morning. This is chapter 19. That's preparation for the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Ten Commandments. I would like to start, with your permission, just the way it says in the Torah, as Am Yisrael already heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Moshe told them, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear, and they said Na'aseh V'Nishma. After they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, if you give permission, it's chapter 19, sentence 15, in Sefer Shemot. But after the warning of Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael, they have to stay away from the mountain, they have to prepare themselves. So, they have alarm, you know, you have to show yourself, to prepare yourself for purity, this is sentence 16. On the third day, Biyot HaBoker, it happened to be that it was on Shabbat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us the Ten Commandments for Shabbat morning. This is Bayom HaShlishi, it's the third day of preparation. Hashem decided to appear. It says to Rabbi Kolot of Rakim, there were sounds, noises of Rakim, lightning. Means, usually it means the sounds and the noise means thundering. Over Kim and lightning, Banan Kabet Allah, and a big cloud on top of the mountain, the Kol Shofar Chazak Meod. This is the sound of a shofar, a very strong sound of a shofar. Now the word shofar, the way it appears over here, you see this is Shin Peresh, it doesn't have the Vav. It's in the Torah, when the Torah, for example, talks about Yovel, this was we read last week. It says on Yovel, this is the 50th year. Over there also, it says the word Shofar. Over there you have Shin Vav Peveresh. It's called Shofar Male. It says sometimes you have in the Torah a word that you pronounce it, it's called O. Sometimes you have the letter Vav, and you pronounce it O. Sometimes you don't have the letter Vav, you just have a dot. It's called Cholam on top. So again, the word Shofar, if you want to write the word Shofar, usually you write it Shin Vav Peirish. That's four letters. Here it says that on the third day on Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew Shofar. But the shofar that he blew doesn't have a vav. It means it's called shofar chaser. It means the shofar is not a regular shofar. To be a regular shofar, the Torah would have written the word shofar with a vav. The way the Torah itself writes shofar in a different place, in Parashat Behar, that after we got to Israel, we counted 49 years, and the year number 50 is called Yovel, and it's called Yovel because they used to blow shofar. And over there the Torah says, Vavata Shofar Torah, but then Parashat Behar it says Shofar with above. Over here it says with other. But here the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew Shofar. It says, what is the purpose? Why did Hashem blow the Shofar? And why did Hashem bring those sounds and the lightning? And the thunders and the lightning? For what? What's the purpose? Simple explanation, the way we read the Torah, we think it means that's the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yahu Nabi, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made some noises, maybe. 10:17, in your permission, it says, Vayotze Moshe Tam Likrat HaElokim Min HaMachaneh, Moshe took Am Yisrael, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to appear and to give you Ten Commandments. Vayitiyatzu B'Tachtit Ha'ar, so comes the Gemara, and tells us what she means the Gemara, V'Midrasho Shenitla Sha'am Imkomo, V'Nichpa Aleim Kegigit. Since the Gemara is actually what did happen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain and was holding the mountain on top of Am Israel and told Am Israel a statement, I would like you to say right now, are you going to accept the commandments or not? Even though they said Naaseh V'Nishma before. So what is the question there? Of course I said already. Nevertheless, coming to Sfot Maltechet Shabbat says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of wanted to prevent, they should not regret what they said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is threatening them. He's threatening them, and this is what's called by Tesubi Tachtita, they stand up, they are standing under Har Sinai, under means that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu was threatening them. Okay. I said, what do you have to know for me? I mean, the Torah describes the scene, maybe. The Har Sinai Hashem Kulo says, that time, the description of this mountain is full of smoke, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with a fire. It says the whole thing is shaking, moving, where he called a shofar, again, the word shofar does not have the letter above. The sound of the shofar is getting even stronger. Moshe itaber ba'elokim aninu bekol. This is Moshe speaks, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called say the same thing and answers him, but it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks and Moshe repeats. So here the Torah is going to come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say the Ten Commandments. And with your permission, I would like to skip the Ten Commandments and go to chapter 20. I believe sentence 15. This is actually the whole arm. The whole nation, ruim et hakolot v'et halapidim, they see the sounds and the torches. They call a shofar. The sound of the shofar. Again, the word shofar does not have a bar over here. They see the mountain is smoking. So says the Gemara that Am Israel so-called lost the breath, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send angels to bring them back. Since that happened, after the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sentence 16, with your permission, please you talk to us. Please. We don't want Hashem to speak to us because you see already, right now we lost our breath, so we lost our neshama and we're going to die again. Please, you Moshe, talk to us. Then Moshe said, don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in order to lift you. This is the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose is to lift you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you so-called to have some kind of threat on your face that you should not sin. Since the nation stood from far away, Moshe went closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Moshe goes up again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course the question is, what is the purpose of the description of the scenery that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Am Yisrael? How important Chag HaShavuot is. In a way it's very strange. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to celebrate Chag HaShavuot. And again, when you look in the Torah, there's no reason for Chag HaShavuot. There's no reason for that. It says when you celebrate Sukkot and you celebrate Pesach, the Torah says it's because you came out of Egypt, you came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem gave us this holiday. Chag HaShavuot, there's no reason in the Torah why we're celebrating it. It doesn't say anything. It says Chag HaBikurim, Chag HaShavuot, says you come to Beit HaMikdash. It says what's the reason for celebration? The Torah at least should have said, we accept the Ten Commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to us. There is no reason in the Torah why we celebrate this holiday. On the contrary, really, for us to celebrate,
is embarrassing. Embarrassing to celebrate it. At the end of this celebration, of this appearance, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us, comes the Gemara and says that 40 days later, we made the golden calf. And Hashem was so upset that we made the golden calf, Hashem wanted Hashanot to destroy all of Israel. Moshe had to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even after Moshe begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said himself, I will never forgive, I don't forgive, I will postpone the punishment, and eventually after the spies came back and spoke Lashon Hara about Israel, all those people that participated at that time with the golden calf seemingly, they all died. Means Hashem never forgave on the golden calf. Again, the golden calf was the biggest embarrassment for Israel, the way the Gemara describes it, and that happened 40 days after we got the Ten Commandments, after that appearance. Okay, so at that time, maybe it was supposed to be a holiday. But you can't say, you know, we have a holiday. So what's the holiday coming up in Shavuot? He said, what will you celebrate? He said, I celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Ten Commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared. He says, aren't you ashamed of yourself that 40 days later you did a golden calf? So the whole thing, Moshe brought the Luchot, he broke the Luchot. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill you. He says, so what's the celebration? You got the Ten Commandments, you got from Hashem. Luchot, Hashem appeared to you, told you, the first command is don't, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, second command, don't do Avodah Zarah, you did Avodah Zarah. So in a way, you should not celebrate it, it's embarrassing for us. You come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm serving Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaShavuot, it's embarrassing. So we didn't get, maybe this is why the Torah does not want to tell us really the reason for Chag HaShavuot, but on the contrary, so what's the reason for celebration of Chag HaShavuot? How important Chag HaShavuot is, the Gemara Matzeit in Yerushalmi, Maseret Rosh Hashanah says you should know your Shavuot is more important than Sukkot and Pesach. So the Gemara Yerushalmi, but the reason is that if you accept on yourself on Chag HaShavuot the Torah, Hashem makes you like a new person and waves away all the Gezerot. So the Gemara, you become like a new person and Hashem does not consider anything you did before. It means even though the Kiyab Rosh Hashanah, of course, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided on Rosh Hashanah, everything will happen during the year as a Gezerah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will waive and will change the decision on Shavuot. That's how important this holiday. Again, what's the importance of this holiday? So the Gemara tells us the following. Of course, it's based on the Psukim and the Tanakh, that it's a little bit hard to understand. Since the first story in the Tanakh, it's hard to understand the way the Gemara puts it. The Gemara says, you know, certain things in creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let anybody do it besides himself. Says the Gemara, for example, Tchiyat HaMitim, to revive dead ones, you cannot revive dead ones. If Hashem sent an angel to kill somebody, you cannot prevent it. Hashem can do it, but you cannot do it. Hashem will let you do other things, but not to revive dead ones. Comes the Gemara, Mufteach Tchiyat HaMitim. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, well, you know, Eliyahu Navi revived a boy. This is Eliyahu Navi stayed by a lady, and then she could not have children. I'm sorry, she had a child already. And then one day the child died, and the lady came to the Navi and said, look, you came over here and I took care of you as a guest, and the boy died, and Eliyahu Navi revived him. She says, the Gemara, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give this key to revive people. She says, Gemara, no Eliyahu Navi, but that's it. No one else in the Tanakh, besides his assistant Elisha, has revived the person. We don't see not Abraham, not Yitzhak, not Yaakov, not Moshe. No one in the whole Tanakh revived the person. Yes, you do find in the Gemara, Tanaim Amoraim revived people, it's true, but it's amazing that the Tanakh is only Eliyahu Navi. This is what is the power of Eliyahu Navi. The second story in the Tanakh is the harp of David. The Gemara says, the way it says in the Tanakh, that David HaMelech used to sleep a little bit until midnight, and every midnight, the wind used to blow next to his window, and he used to hang his harp next to the window. And the wind used to come, and so cold played the harp, and that used to wake up David HaMelech. It's very strange. Anybody can picture it or imagine it, that he has a harp and he's going to hang it next to his window, and every day, exactly midnight, the wind will blow it, and you wake up. And wake up to the Gemara, then from midnight until dawn, David HaMelech used to say Tehillim, used to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again because of that special, so-called special harp. And what is this special harp that he has? Like an alarm, yeah. But it was, yeah, but it's strange. It's very strange. So the Halil says, the Gemara says the following. When Abraham Avinu took Yitzchak to Akedat Yitzchak, and an angel came and told him, don't slaughter Yitzchak, Abraham Avinu all of a sudden saw a special sheep, 13 months old, and Abraham went and took him, and the Torah says he sacrificed it instead of Yitzchak Avinu. So besides the sheep, of course, the Betamidosh was the same thing that before the sacrifices, they used to skin the animal. The skin, it depends what kind of sacrifice was it. If it's called Kodashim Kalim, it's called easy or not as holy sacrifices. So the owner, he takes the skin home. He owns the skin. He can do his skin whatever he wants. If it's very holy sacrifices, like Olah, Chatat, Asham, then the Kohanim, they own the skin. But anyway, they used to skin the animal before the sacrifice. After the slaughter, the animal used to skin it. Abraham did the same thing. He skinned the animal. He skinned the animal. So where is this? Where is now that the skin of this animal? Besides that, some kind of veins that in the animal also Abraham Avinu took away before he sacrificed it, and as well the two horns of that sheep. Comes the Gemara and says the following: from the skin of that sheep, Eliyahu Navi made himself a belt. And every time that Chachamim saw Eliyahu Navi, and he says in the Tanakh as well, if you want to make sure that you saw Eliyahu Navi, you have to see if he has a belt. If you see he has the belt, it's Eliyahu Navi. He says, Ezor Or Azu Lemotnav.
What was the name of the belt?
What's the name of the belt? I don't know. No. Oh, no. No. The belt is the coat. It's the belt. He just made the belt, and the belt, it was tied up to his waist. This was the power of Eliyahu Navi. Says the Gemara, the harp of David found those veins from that sheep, and from those veins he made his harp. Says the miracle that Eliyahu Navi could revive the person, and the miracle that David HaMelech was waking up every night from the wind that blew on his harp, it's not David HaMelech, and it's not Eliyahu Navi. This is really the sheep. So the Gemara says, you should know the idea of the sheep is after HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Avraham Avinu by the angel, he says, please don't slaughter Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu jumped off the altar, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Achaya Amitim. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you revived me. So cold, it means, maybe what it means is, that, I thought I'm dead and I'm alive. But the whole thing is a mistake anyway. Chachamim said that this is the bracha that we say in Shmoneh Esrei three times a day. Baruch Atah Hashem Achaya Amitim. That bracha was invented by Yitzchak Avinu when he jumped off the altar. What do you mean? You jumped off the water and said, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayei Amitim. You weren't dead. You weren't. The whole thing was a mistake. Because he himself tells Abraham, listen, I never told you to slaughter Yitzchak. I only told you to put him on the altar. Now take him off the altar. So the whole thing is a mistake. Yitzchak Avinu himself, he said to Avraham Avinu, I don't think that Hashem asks you to slaughter me, but I do it because I respect you. So the Gemara says that Yitzchak Avinu respected Avraham Avinu by listening to him to go on top of the altar. So you don't say, Bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Echaya Amitim, or this whole thing is a mistake. It's a mistake. You weren't dead. What do you mean you weren't dead? So he says, if you remember what it means, actually, the consequence of, and the result of this Akedat Yitzchak, Yitzchak got a neshama himself, inside himself. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go put him on the table, and actually the neshama of Yitzchak flew, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu injected inside Yitzchak a new neshama. That Yitzchak was born only with half of a neshama. So Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Amitim, what we say, is not that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revived dead ones. A dead ones mean that he has no neshama. Yitzchak actually, so-called, was driving himself all his life only with half a neshama. He got only half. And in Akedat Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected inside him the other half, after his neshama went up for a second and came back, and this is what is called Mechayamitim. So Chayamitim means Baruch Hashem I'm alive. It's not that I'm alive because I was dead. I'm alive because my neshama left me. And Mechayamitim means Hashem brings back the neshama. This is actually the explanation. What we say three times a day in Shemoneh Esra. This is Mechayamitim Atarav Loshia. Kadosh Baruch Hu, actually you revive dead ones. This is what Kavanah you have. Hashem revive dead ones. Which dead ones? The dead ones, Hashem will revive them after Mashiach will come. But you say in the present tense, this is Atal Gibor Olam Hashem Mechayim Metim Ata. You are now reviving dead ones. Which dead ones Hashem is reviving? But actually what it means is that Hashem injects neshamot to people. That people sometimes either they did not get the neshama, complete neshama when they were born, and they walk only with half of neshama the way Yitzchak was. Or sometimes a person, Chas V'Shalom, can lose his neshama, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it back inside the system. I says, Mechayim Etim, so the Gemara says, for example, the Gemara says, it also is the explanation, the Gemara says, if somebody is very poor, it's called a dead person, or somebody that is blind, it's called a dead person, somebody doesn't have children, is a dead person, I says, that's when somebody has a tarat, is a dead person. Somebody is has the Aril says, when somebody has committed a lot of sins, his neshama goes down to his feet, his non-neshama. This is why the sentence that those doors towards Mechayim Etim appears few times in that paragraph. Like Yibon Olam Hashem, Mechayim Etim Atarav Loshia the first time, and then Mechakel Chayim Bechesed, Mechayim Etim, again Mechayim Etim. Then it goes again, ונמאת על החיות מתים. Again, מתים, זה ברוך אתה השם מחיי המתים. Already one of the חכמים speaks about it, but Aris says that's what it means. The kinds of dead people is not being measured by the man dead in the coffin. It means the person can be alive, but is being considered as a dead man. So the poor man is considered a dead man. A person with a tzarat is a dead man. A blind man is a dead man. It says a person that has no children is a dead man. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu revive it. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Pokeach Ibrim, Hashem can make that the blind man can be able to see. Hashem can make that people cannot have children, should have children. Hashem can make a person that is poor to be rich. It means Hashem injects a neshama inside him. And this is the Kavanah, he says, when Hashem Knesset HaGdola made this Baruchah Mechaya Amitim, again, it was taken from Yitzchak Avinu, when he jumped off the altar, and you say, Mechaya Amitim, I'm here. He says, what do you say, Mechaya Amitim? You weren't supposed to die anyway. The whole thing was so-called the test of, I mean, it was so-called a mistake. He says, no, but Mechaya Amitim, it means he felt, Yitzchak felt, that he got a new neshama, so-called a new motor inside, an injection inside himself. This is Mechaya Amitim. And this is really what this sheep is all about, to so-called, because this sheep was slaughtered, that in that sheep, says Dari, was that part of the neshama that Yitzchak got. So the concept of the sheep is miracle. That's the concept of the sheep. So therefore, Eliyahu HaNavi wears the belt that was made from the skin of the sheep. So the concept is a miracle. So actually, what Eliyahu HaNavi can do, it can revive a person that really it's not his power at all. This is the power of Akedat Yitzchak. This is the power of the sheep. And the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sheep on the first Friday of creation. Ben HaShemashot, as the Mishnah, Hashem created the sheep. It means that sheep has a tremendous power inside itself. And that power Elion Avi wears on his waist, and that's his power. So actually, it's not that a person can do, he can do nothing. Because that key to revive a person is only in Hashem's hands. And Elion Avi is so-called, is acting as a miracle person, that he has some kind of instrument in his hand, that an instrument really is Hashem. It's not me. It's not the person who says, I can revive, he cannot revive nobody. It says the belt that you have is from that sheep. That sheep was so-called created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a certain purpose, so-called to revive Yitzchak Avinu. So you can revive a person because you actually come from that thing that you come from that particular thing. The same thing, the harp of David is not the harp of David. The harp of David is those veins that David HaMelech found from that sheep. He says this is the power of that thing. This is why that harp, when the wind comes and the wind blows on it, it starts so-called making some kind of music to wake up David HaMelech. The two horns, says the Gemara, that left after this Avraham Avinu sacrificed this sheep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it actually. This is one of them. This was the left horn HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew on Har Sinai. That's what we read in the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew Shofar, and Am Yisrael got very scared, and the mountain was shaking. This because Hashem blew a Shofar. And the second one, this is the right one, that's what the Navi says, the Navi Yishayahu, at the end, before Mashiach will come, Hashem will blow the second one. That's the sentence that you say on Rosh Hashanah. It says, Uvahu Avdi, Meretz Hashem, Nizachim, Meretz Mitzrayim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blow the shofar, and everybody will come back. It says, what is really the power of that shofar that Hashem blows? If you remember the Tanakh, it's called the first story in the Tanakh about Yeshua, that the crossing the Jordan River and the park next to the city of Jericho. Jericho had a tremendous wall with big gates, and Yeshua told them, Israel, what we're going to do now is not, we're not going to try to break the wall. We're going to go around the wall every day once, and on Shabbat we're going to go around the world 7 times. And then we're going to blow the shofar, and then the wall will sink to the ground. That happened on Shabbat, and after this, and then 7 times they walked around the wall, they blew the shofar, and the wall fell. That's what you need the shofar for. What you need the shofar to blow the shofar. So Ari says, what a shofar does, shofar wakes you in the neshama. A person can have a neshama inside, and actually his neshama is not operating. The neshama sleeps. Nothing. It says, how bad can it be? It says Rabbi Chaim Vital says that our neshama is really contained 613 pieces. Every part in our body has a piece of a neshama, and our body is like a suit for our neshama. And if Chas Shalom, somebody doesn't feel well, and he has an ache any place in his body, but actually what it means really, it's not your body. Actually it means, says Ari, that you're part of the neshama, that it's under the skin in that particular spot that hurts you, it means the neshama is sleeping. That's what it means. And really what you have to do is just wake up the neshama. And therefore, Dari used to say, people used to come to Dari and ask him, I have an earache, I have a sore throat, I have a headache, I have this, it hurts me here, it hurts me there. So Dari told him which mitzvah really he ignored, he did not fulfill. Because every mitzvah, Dari says, connects itself to a part in your body, and that gives some kind of life to that part of the neshama that's under that part in your body. So actually, if you did not take care of the neshama in that part, the neshama is dead. The neshama is dead, so the body hurts you. But really, the healness is not the antibiotics, it's not the medicine. The healness really is if you can fix it. If you can fix that part of the neshama, automatically that part will heal himself. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, with his mercy, gave a doctor permission to heal us. But actually, you have to know, the sickness is not the body. The sickness is some kind of not have the right power in the neshama on that spot. That soul in that spot is so-called is sleeping. To wake it up, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah to blow the shofar. And that's what the Rambam Hin says, Dari, that the shofar has the power to wake sleeping people. The people sleep. Of course, it means, you know, when you hear the shofar, you know, you think of the teshuvah. But it's much deeper than that. The power the shofar has a tremendous power to wake you up. I says this shofar that we blow every Rosh Hashanah. It's being connected to that shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows here on the time that we got the Ten Commandments. It means to wake you, neshama. And that's how the story goes. Moshe came to Am Yisrael and said, you know what? Hashem is going to appear on Shabbat morning. The same thing that Hashem told Yeshua, that on Shabbat morning they should go around the wall of Yericho. So Shabbat is a tremendous power. Because Shabbat is Ve'en Olam Haba. The Gemara says, if you multiply Shabbat by 60, this is what your neshama will feel when Mashiach will come. It says, on Shabbat, you go around the wall, and you blow the shofar. At that moment, your neshama will wake up. You will not capture the city of Yericho with ammunition. With the power of your neshama, you'll capture the city of Yericho. It says, Am Yisrael, when they heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to appear on Shabbat morning, Friday night they went to sleep. It says, the Zohar, says the Midrash, they went to sleep. They went to sleep. At dawn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar. But the shofar without a mouth means this is the shofar, this is the horn from the left side of that sheep. To wake us up, doesn't to wake you up means you should get up. It means to wake our neshama. To wake our neshama, that so-called we did not understand how important it is, and if you have a meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMelachim, and you have Shabbat morning, a meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you went to sleep Friday night, you ignored so-called the meeting. What do you mean you went to sleep? If you have such an important meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did you do? Says this is what the angel really came to Yeshua the day before he's going to capture Yericho. So an angel came over to him and said, I'm here to kill you. I says, why you want to kill me? I says, because you didn't learn Torah last night, yesterday. I says, well, why do you have to learn Torah? He says, you don't understand. You're not going to capture Yericho with your ammunition. You're going to capture Yericho with your neshama. He says, your neshama needs so-called a boost. The neshama should function. The neshama can function only with Torah. See, without Torah, how are you going to win it? You deserve that. So the Gemara immediately, Yeshua sat down and studied Torah. He says, in order, so-called, to give a boost to his neshama, that his neshama will be able to give a boost to his body to capture the city of Yericho. Am Yisrael went to sleep. They went to sleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar from the left side of that sheep, the left side horn, Hashem blew. That's why it says of his shofar without a mouth, because it's not the right shofar. So that shofar was meant just to wake you up, to wake your neshama up, that you put your neshama to sleep. Is it true? Yesterday, 2 days ago, you said not seven ishma, it's true. But now you cancel it. How can you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I listen to you, and then you just avoid the whole thing, you disregard the whole scenery that's going to be, you went to sleep. Hashem had so-called said the Gemara to pick up the mountain, to threaten you, to say, please say, are you going to accept it? Not. He said, I did already. He said, sure you did. But then you went to sleep. I had to wake you up. I had to wake you up. I had to wake you up in the Neshama. You don't understand that the power of a person is his Neshama. And that comes to Gemara and says, you should know, Am Yisrael at that moment reached the stage of Adam HaRishon, our great grandfather, before he ate from the tree. So when he ate from the tree, if you remember, he lost his neshama. He lost two parts of his neshama, Chaya and Yechida. He says, lost the neshama, because what did he do? He disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your neshama sinks in the system. Eventually, you lose the neshama. I says, Am Yisrael, at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected back the neshama inside them. I says, but so-called by force, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep it because we disregard Hashem's appearance, we went to sleep. So actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using that shofar to wake up our neshama. And Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the shofar that is from the right hand side of the chip. This is that shofar, that's what the Torah writes, it's called Yovel. This is really what actually should happen in the year of Yovel, the year number 50th, and over there if you look Parashat Be'al, it says the word Shofar Widavav, Shofar Maleh, because it's called, that is from the right side. Actually, that's what we say in Zefilah, Tabe Shofar Gadol Lecherutenu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu blow with a big Shofar, it doesn't mean big, because it's Lecha Hashem HaGdulah, every time it says the word big, it means the right one, it's called Chesed. It says Gdulah, the Gadol is the same thing as big. I said, actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the shofar, and then the neshamot of all this, the scattered Jews all over the world will hear it, and then they'll come to Eretz Israel. Means the power of the shofar is the power of a miracle that goes inside you here and wakes you up, and that makes you neshama to understand what actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. By the way, the Navi tells us this after that you read Parashat Shmini, when David HaMelech went and brought back the Echal, the Ark from the Plishtim, and everybody was singing and dancing, and all of a sudden was a tragedy. A guy, his name was Uzzah, thought that the Ark is falling off the wagon, it tried to prevent it, and he died. And then David HaMelech did not take this Ark and just parked it by a guy, Obed Edom HaGiti. So they park it by somebody who was there for 6 months. After 6 months, Navid says David goes over there. He brings it back. The second time he brings it back, Navid says they blew the shofar. The first time they blew the shofar. They're playing all kinds of instruments besides the shofar. He says, what is now changed? But David HaMelech understood that shofar wakes your neshama up. The power of the shofar gives injection to your neshama. Now your body knows what to do. He says, that person that tried to prevent the ark from falling off the wagon, he did a mistake. He says, why did he mistake? He says, you make a mistake because the neshama doesn't function. Your neshama is sleeping. Then you make a mistake. And he says, the second time, when David goes, he says, to prevent a tragedy or any mistake, he says, you know what? As everybody blows shofar, they blew the shofar, and eventually with success, they took the ark and they brought it to Yerushalayim. I says, then, says, that's why I tell you, I want to explain to you what happened. It says, it's true that Moshe came to Am Yisrael and prepared us, we were prepared, but the last thing what happened, we went to sleep. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself in the Zohar, that's the first information that we have, that he writes, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai writes about himself, that he was up the night of Shavuot. There is no sign in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that you have to be up, that in the Ramban, you write the Ramban, it's nothing. Doesn't say that you have to stand up and you have to be up in the night of Shavuot. It's a custom. It's a custom. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai writes in the Zohar, it's some kind of semi-obligation to be up. And in his description in the Zohar, when he talks about it, he said, I really felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down next to me. I said that that's what will actually happen every year on Chag HaShavuot. And actually, the celebration of Chag HaShavuot is not that we got the Ten Commandments. It says, it is, but it isn't, because eventually we did the golden calf. So the whole thing became a tragedy. It says the power of Chag HaShavuot, the celebration is, that we have an opportunity, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity, so-called, to revive ourselves, so-called to revive our neshama. And that actually, Rabbi Tamim Nuziel says, it says the nation saw the sounds, means the thunders, the sounds, the thunders and the lightning and the sound of the shofar. Rabbi Tamim Nuziel said, listen, says you can't see, you're supposed to hear it. The Torah says they saw it actually. Rabbi Tamim Nuziel said, listen, when Hashem said the Ten Commandments was a video in Shamayim, that the Ten Commandments were written on the sky. So it's understandable to say, you know, Am Yisrael saw the sounds, means the thunders and the way Hashem said the Ten Commandments, actually they saw in the same times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, in the same time HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wrote it on the sky. The same thing happened when this says the Torah says they saw the sound of the shofar. What do you mean you saw sound of shofar? You don't see sound. You hear sound. So when Tamil Zia tell you what it was. Actually, when Hashem spoke to Gemara said, we lost our breath and our neshama left us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to revive us. So Am Yisrael saw that all of a sudden, whoever got up, so another person gets up. He says, actually they saw how this person got up. He says, he got up, he was holding his ears. He says, holding his ears, he says, he heard the shofar. He says, the shofar revived the dead ones. And this is really what it says, when Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the shofar. It says, that shofar is called to revive dead ones. Again, that shofar was from that horn that Abraham Avinu slaughtered that sheep, and Yitzchak Avinu got his soul, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh Amitim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you revived the dead ones. He says, who revived the dead ones? The shofar revived everything. He says, Abraham Avinu, when he slaughtered that sheep, so-called Yitzchak was revived. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took those two horns, the left horn, he used to wake our neshama up because we went to sleep. And Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blow the second shofar to revive our neshama, to be awakened, not to be asleep. And that's what the Torah tells you. As Am Yisrael went to sleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, woke us up with the sound of the shofar. It means our neshama went to sleep. Eventually, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatened us and we got the Torah and Hashem spoke to us, again our neshama left us from fear. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu revived us with the sound of the shofar. This actually, that's the celebration of Chag HaShavuot. So that's what it means really. It means the Gemara says, Maseret Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi says, you should know Chag HaShavuot in a way is bigger than Sukkot, bigger than Pesach. It says, because Chag HaShavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revived everything, it means the holiday of Chag HaShavuot means that now you are being led by your neshama, not by your body. On Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supposed to redeem us. So redemption is we came out of Egypt. They came out of Egypt means the redemption was Hashem took out our body. It means Hashem redeemed our body, we used to be slaves, and every year comes Pesach, Hashem redeems us. So called from that slavery that the person has to imagine he was in Egypt. On Chag HaShavuot, Hashem so called redeems our neshama. Hashem wakes up our neshama. The power of Shavuot is not that Hashem is going to redeem your body and eventually Hashem will take you to Eretz Israel because Hashem takes your body. It starts on the other side. Hashem redeems your neshama. The way Hashem, look at Mati, Afilu Tarishon. Shrecha. So Chag HaShavuot is a big celebration, says the Ari. The holiday of Shavuot is bigger than all the holidays because it starts from the right side. It says the right side is where Neshama is. It says, actually what happened over there was a tragedy. It says we went to sleep and Hashem had to wake us up in the morning by the sound of the shofar, but it was the wrong shofar. This is because we went to sleep. When Mashiach will come, Hashem will wake us up with the right hand shofar and says, this is the shofar that even though you are awake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called will revive your neshama. And says the shofar is playing a role in the Tanakh, and this is Eliyahu HaNavi can revive people because he has part from the chief. David HaMelech has a special harp because those strings made from that, those pieces from the veins of the sheep. It says the two horns is also for redemption, for to revive certain things. David HaMelech Neshama, so-called, was revived with those strings because he was sleeping. When the person sleeps, says the Gemara, is like 1/60th of death. It says actually when you wake up, it means you're alive. It says, Kim Chachmei Israel, Kim Mordechai, Nisra Shifta Gdolam, they made this good, says this is Baruch Atah Hashem Chayei Amitiv, you should have in mind. It says, what do you say? Hashem revived dead ones? It says, Hashem revived Neshamot. It means the person can be walking on the street, but his Neshama is sleeping, his Neshama is dead. Hashem revived it. It says, you lost your money, it says you become a poor person. It's called B'chol Mordecha. Hashem will give you back the money if Hashem is going to revive your Neshama. It says, that's called the M'chaya Amitim. It says, Hashem revived everybody. It's actually what's happening on Chag HaShavuot is not celebration that you have to celebrate the holiday. It's a sichmet. That celebration is reviving of the soul of a person. So that's the Torah that doesn't write this. Somebody, the Torah doesn't write anything about Olam Haba, and you ask, what is it, any life after death? Of course, it's called Kriyat HaMitim and Olam Haba, it's Gan Eden. You don't see any sign in the Torah about it. Because that, the Gemara says, this you cannot imagine. This is something, Ayin Loratai Elokim Zulatecha, says the Gemara, if you want to know what when Mashiach will come, what's going to be? It says, it's behind words. You cannot describe it. It says, what's going to be Tchiyat HaMetim? The dead ones will rise. What's going to be? It says, it's not the body that's going to, of course the body, but it's not the purpose. The purpose is to return the Neshamot back into the body. It says, Chag HaShavuot, you don't find in the Torah a reason for what the celebration. This is because the whole power of this holiday is to revive our Neshama. And that's what the Gemara Yerushalmi says, Hashem waves all the bad decisions that he made on Rosh Hashanah, he waved it on Chag HaShavuot. Because Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged our body. On Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems our body. On Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges our Neshama, injects some energy in our Neshama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves all the decisions that he made on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, he said it's very similar. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to blow shofar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself blew the shofar on Chag HaShavuot. It's to tell you that the same purpose is so-called to revive the neshamot, to revive so-called the engine that we have, and that's what the Gemara says, that when the Gemara says that most of the people that came out of Egypt, most of them were sick, most of them. People without hands, without feet, blind people, deaf people, people could not have the power to move the body. And Hashem healed everybody. Says the Gemara, when the Am Yisrael was standing on Mount Sinai, Hashem healed everybody. Whoever was missing a hand, Hashem grew his hand. Whoever was missing a foot, Hashem grew his foot. A blind person, Hashem healed it. A deaf person, Hashem healed everybody. So what's the concept behind it? Why did Hashem do it? So of course it's nice to give the Torah to a nation that you don't see cripples. But the Gemara says most of Am Yisrael were cripples. He says that's what it means. Hashem healed the neshama. If Hashem healed the neshama, automatically your body being healed. The reason why you have a pain or you're blind is not because you're blind, because the neshama that drives the eye is sleeping or dead inside. It says you cannot hear because something is wrong with the piece of neshama. It says the Torah has a tremendous power, it says, to heal yourself. To heal yourself because the Torah injects so-called energy in the neshama. And that's what Ari says, that to keep the Torah is not obligation, it's a privilege. That's what Ari is to do. And the person needs to come to Ari and says, I don't feel well. Ari says, listen, you have to keep this mitzvah, you're going to feel good. He says, my ear hurts me, this mitzvah. I don't see well, this mitzvah. My hand hurts me, this is that mitzvah. Because the mitzvah gives energy, injects and wakes up the part of the neshama that's sleeping in that body that doesn't function right. So that's the celebration of Chag HaShavuot. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not heal the people just to be just nice, a nation without people. It's much deeper than that. Hashem healed the people to show you the healness comes from the soul, not from the body. On Pesach, the healness comes from the body. On Shavuot, it comes from the soul. I said, that's the biggest celebration. That's what the Gemara says. You know, Shavuot is the biggest holiday. The biggest holiday, it means that even though Hashem made Gezerot on the body, on Rosh Hashanah, I said, listen, you're going to do this, but not the way you think you're going to do it. On Shavuot, Hashem waves everything. Because Hashem injects into the Neshama the energy that is the celebration of Chag HaShavuot. So that's the matter that 40 days later we did the Golden Calf. We don't celebrate actually the Torah. We celebrate what the Torah is going to give us. And that stays forever. That's what Gemara says. If you have had it, learn Torah. This is Mishneh, chapter 3, if you want to take a look. It says, the Torah has a tremendous power to heal you completely from all the things, from all the suffering that you have. Because the Neshama wakes up by the Torah, and then the body will function accordingly to that Neshama. So that's the biggest holiday. So this says, the Torah does not fight the reason for Chag HaShavuot, because it's a spiritual holiday. It's not a spiritual reward that we're going to get when Mashiach will come, and you don't find any description what can be when Mashiach will come in the Torah. The Shavuot is so high. That's what Moshe Baruch Hu writes, that he himself stayed up the night of Shavuot, and he felt that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates very much, and he felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to him. It means his Neshama got a boost of energy. This is the celebration of his Mashiach.
On the hand, so not to read the book, so it's not going to be